This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. With all due respect to the WNBA, summer is not considered basketball season. But this summer has been a hot one for that most theatrical and exciting form of hoops, playground ball. The basketball shoe and apparel company, And One, sponsored a nationwide tour built around a music video of playground basketball. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, this promotional campaign represents a shift in the ever-changing world of sports marketing.
It was not so long ago that Michael Jordan ruled basketball and hypnotized American consumers. He chugged Gatorade, so we did too. He performed basketball miracles in his Nike Air Jordan shoes, so we bought them, hoping we'd at least look the part. It's been 3 short years since Jordan last played and pitched his products, but in sports marketing terms, it may as well have been a century ago. Hold your flag up to your chest and blow right through it. 8 bars on some next. Probably don't fit, but that don't mean to me to keep quiet and zip up my lips. Welcome to the summer of 2001. Pop an And One mixtape into the VCR, and you'll meet a new batch of hoops heroes, dazzling showmen with nicknames like Skip to My Lou and The Black Widow. They fly and whirl and shimmy to a hip-hop beat. Some of them wear And One t-shirts and mention the company, but any hawking of goods is strictly low-key. And One CEO J. Cohen Gilbert sounds more like a 60s guru when he says the players in the video are really selling the love of basketball.
You have to show love to get love. Our job is just to show it and to celebrate the game and celebrate the players. And if we do that with sort of, you know, pure intentions, you know, it will come back because people respect the fact that And One is out there supporting the community, supporting the ball players who wouldn't normally get that kind of national attention.
And One has put out 4 mixtapes since 1999. The first ones were free, but Gilbert says the demand got so high, this summer's 4th edition went with an And One purchase. It's been the most popular. The mixtape tour this summer featured basketball games, community barbecues, clinics at local youth clubs. The tour was a new concept. The video was not. In fact, Gilbert says And One, a total basketball company, got the idea from what were considered alternative sports in the 1980s, like surfing and skateboarding, which released similar love of the sport videos back then.
Those were phenomenal marketing vehicles. We thought that there were better role models to follow for how to market this stuff than the tried and true, you know, spend a bunch of money on TV and call it a day.
The skateboarding classic The Search for Animal Chin came out in 1987. It follows 5 skateboarders on a journey as they try to find a mythical skateboarder. There's no direct salesmanship. Instead, the video is filled with lots of skateboarding tricks and stunts set to music. 26-year-old Aaron Silverman still smiles when he thinks back to the first time he saw Animal Chin.
I remember some of the older kids on my block had a copy of it, and I just remember them talking about it. They said, you have to come over and see this video. It's amazing. And I went over to their house and watched it, and that was like my first introduction to like the real tricks as to what pros were doing.
Silverman gets the latest skateboarding videos and equipment here at Daddy's Board Shop in Portland, Oregon. Co-owner Melanie Loveland says the message in Animal Chin of simply reveling in the sport has changed dramatically. Now, she says, skateboarding videos are all about the hard sell by the pros.
Basically getting the message to the kids, almost an in-your-face message, that if you skate this skate deck and you use my shoes, then you'll be a good skater, and the kids definitely buy into that.
Skateboarding evolves from the soft sell to the hard. Basketball appears to be moving in the opposite direction, illustrated by the And One tape and Nike's recent television ad campaign called Freestyle, in which mostly unknown basketball players show off their dribbling and passing skills. Rick Burton is a sports marketing expert from the University of Oregon.
There's a cyclicality to how sport endorsers or heroes are used in sport, and they're trying to figure out really where do we stand, at least in the basketball industry and basketball category, where do we stand with our stars?
Certainly in the post-Michael Jordan era, the stars have their place in the marketing cosmos, and One has its stable of NBA players, so does Nike. The biggest, of course, is Jordan, and if all the talk about his comeback is true, How will he fit in? Can a 38-year-old former superstar appeal to a new generation of players? Will Mike grow hair and braid it? Will he cut a rap video? Probably not, says Burton. Jordan won over consumers by performing on court. But fans are connecting with the new style and new messages, and one predicts a whopping $200 million in basketball business this year. So even if Jordan dazzles us once again, we probably won't return to that world where he ruled alone. Tom Goldman, NPR News.